This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 8th Joel 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. Perfect conditions for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the IDF has eliminated a terrorist who led the attack on Kibbutz Nirim on October 7th. 5 people, including a child, were killed in Gaza strikes. Also, Israel Hayom reports that the IDF has finally identified the burial site of Private Yaakov Zrihan. He was killed in the War of Independence and buried in a mass grave. Also this hour, Ynet shares that UN Watch accuses UNESCO of honoring Gaza journalists who were later identified as terrorists. Separately, Walla reveals a poll showing that Netanyahu's popularity is declining among American Jews, as reported earlier this hour. And finally, JTA highlights that Mamdani is now more popular among U.S. Jews than Netanyahu. Columbia University plans to expand courses on Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Balaz News, a reliable source for Israeli news, posted just minutes ago that the IDF has found the burial site of Sepel Yaakov Zarihan. His grave had been unknown since 1948. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a journalist focusing on Lebanon, wrote on X just now that Lebanon's speaker and Druze chief have sided with Hezbollah against the U.S.-Israel-Lebanon framework. Despite their stance, Lebanon's government remains unchanged. Ynet Global reports just minutes ago that Israel is urging the U.S. to reconsider selling advanced F-35 jets to Turkey. Israeli officials are pushing for conditions on the deal. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. The military operation in Gaza today resulted in the elimination of a key figure in the October 7th attacks. The IDF identified the individual as a leader of the Nukba cell. This operation underscores ongoing tensions and the complex challenges in maintaining security for Israeli civilians. Turning to Israel Hayom's findings, after a 15-year investigation, the burial site of Private Yaakov Zrihan has been identified. He fell during Operation Harel in 1948. This discovery brings closure to families and highlights the long-standing efforts to honor Israel's fallen soldiers. Meanwhile, Ynet reports that UNESCO's actions have drawn criticism from UN Watch. The organization claims UNESCO praised individuals later identified as terrorists. This controversy adds pressure on international bodies to scrutinize affiliations more closely, impacting diplomatic relations. On to Walla's poll from earlier this hour. It indicates a decline in Netanyahu's support among American Jews. The data suggests shifting perceptions of Israel within the U.S. Jewish community. This could influence diplomatic ties between Israel and its key ally. And finally, JTA's report on Mamdani's rising popularity. This comes as Columbia University plans to expand its curriculum on Israel. The shift in opinion could affect bilateral educational programs and cultural exchanges. Turning to business and markets. First, Ktech reports that NICE's CEO has rejected the narrative that AI advancements necessitate layoffs. Despite recent share price declines, the company remains committed to its workforce. Separately, Globes highlights that MyHeritage will lay off 15% of its workforce. The company employs 500 people across Israel, the U.S., and Europe, indicating a significant restructuring. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Israeli AI startup Velocity has raised $27 million. The funding aims to tackle challenges in AI monetization and distribution. Dueling. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.